Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping this space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk about screen time, and I know so many people are, and I want to put my voice in here from a teacher's point of view and a school owner's point of view. It's not the teachers that are fighting against the screens. It's your children that are fighting against the screens. In my environment, I have seen full-blown screen addiction, and this manifests in completely zoned out children in classes because while they don't have their screens in front of them or in their hands, they're playing the game or they're watching the clips in their heads, and teachers are trying to get the kids out of their heads into real world. The other way that I see it manifesting in a classroom, a school environment, is children have quite a strong drive to get home. It's a drive towards the thing that's fueling their addiction. It's the same as an alcoholic or a drug addict. Their nervous system has a strong drive to go and get the thing that they crave. And I've seen it in children where they will create anything in a school environment in order to make sure they get home so they can get onto their screens. Now, if that isn't a full-blown addiction, I don't know how else you would describe an addiction. So the problem with all of this is that the addiction starts doing the talking rather than the child or even the child's parents or even the teachers. The addiction starts to rule the child. They're no longer learning. They're completely switched off to life and they're not regulated. They're switched off. Their brains have literally turned off. They're not thinking. They're not exploring. They're not problem solving. They're not moving their bodies. You have a child that you have taken the power for their nervous system, for their life power, and you've unplugged it every time you give them a device. Now, this is not true for all children because I see so many children that have limited access to devices and then aren't driven by the need to get back in front of the screen. But I've seen way too many children who are driven to get back in front of the screen because it's the way their brain starts thinking. It can't remember things for very long. It can't regulate itself. It can't inquire or think for itself. So the brain literally can only function in the short, sharp, screen-based activities. It no longer has the capacity for the rest of life. And then we want to what? Change the education system? Yes, that might need to be changed. We want to blame somebody else. I think the best way to help your child is not to blame anybody, but to take it on the chin for yourself and go, what can I do differently first? As a family, what can I do differently in my home for my child before I start looking externally for solutions? So we're a zero-tech school, a zero-screen school. The only reason I run an aftercare is to try and keep children off their screens for longer in the day. They play with mud and sand. They climb up trees. They play on the jungle gym. They do arts. They play imagination games. A tree was cut down in our school the other day. They got to watch that. We saved so many of the pieces of bark that they are now stepping stones. Imagination is coming out. It's a beautiful thing. And we're doing all of this so that kids don't go home and go straight onto their screens. Now, full-time working parents have it even harder because they're not there to monitor it. They are busy, distracted by their work. They almost don't have time to try and entertain their children. Now, if we look back in the early 1990s, children entertained themselves. I remember swimming and jumping on trampolines and playing French cricket and hide and seek and climbing trees and being bored. And I'm happy with that because my brain developed and I'm able to do what I am doing today. And I raise my kids in the same way. What are you doing with your kids? Are you putting them in front of screens? Are you shutting down their brains? Are you turning their life force off? Addiction is a real, real thing. And we must change before we start medicating our children and getting diagnoses for them. Let's change how our families run, how our homes run, and what we think is important.